Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
I got a lot of shine. Running up the number, that's a lot of crime. Try to take it from me, must be out your mind. I keep playing, lot of shine. Smoky in the air, that's a lot of pine. Pockets running over with the dollar sign.
Welcome to episode 422 of Fourth and John. I'm Dale Saunders here with Evan Hollywood Hearn, Mr. Primo, a.k.a. Prime, and Tim Kincaid in the building. Today we're talking about the early 53-man roster projection. You know, obviously we like to get ahead of the curve. You know, camp's coming up. You know, OTAs is coming up. I know, you know, some people don't really care about some little things like that, but we care about every nook and cranny. You've been with us through the draft. You've been through us through free agency. We're not going to stop. So I'm kind of fired up after going through the roster and making graphics. I'm feeling myself because I'm such a nerd when it comes to this stuff, and the OCD in me is like trying to line up. I had so much fun. I'm telling you. So we're gonna talk about the 53-man the roster projection. Evan, are you excited as I am?
I'm over the moon, man. I don't know how you couldn't be right now too, because we're talking about a team that is a contender. We're forecasting a team that we anticipate can go to the promised land, can potentially win a Super Bowl at the end of the year. I mean, that's what I see when I look at this roster. It's been years as Eagles fans that we've been sitting here and we're like, all right, well, we know that nothing's going to happen this year. Maybe, you know, we get a good draft pick, we see some promise out of some guys. And we can, you know, just throw this whole year away and tackle it next year. But we've got ourselves a legitimate squad this year. We have guys on this roster who were starters last year that might be cut during training camp. So I'm thinking that I'm pretty pumped. And you're kind of crazy if you're not.
Yeah, I mean, look, we got over the hump with that disaster of a season that we just went through. We could finally put it behind us. We ended up getting through the two main stages leading up to us putting this 53-man roster together, and that's the free agency and the draft. Therefore, you know, we could definitely go ahead and start replacing a lot of these hiccups that we ran through last season. So, I mean, yeah, I'm with you, Evan. What's there not to be happy about? I mean, especially with the squad, the major names that we ended up bringing back, signing, and picking up in this draft, these studs, starting off in the first like 3 to 4 rounds, and you know, and then you know, with good additions in the later rounds just as well. So, I mean, it's all about the competition. It's all about seeing what these kids are all about, and you know how much they're getting ready to go ahead and eat and make this roster. So, yeah, I'm excited to go ahead and put this thing together so that way we can talk about this same team taking us to the promised land at the end of the season.
Oh, you said promised land. I heard Super Bowl or heard promised land. Tim, what you got?
Oh, man. I'm looking forward to the camp battles. That's always exciting. And then the competition, man. Like, you know, only the strongest survive. You know what I mean? The corner position, middle linebacker, linebacker's position, wide receivers is probably the most interesting, intriguing. Because I'm hearing names that might be getting invites to camp, you know, maybe a signing or two. So, ooh, but yeah, ooh, ooh, getting spicy, ooh. Here, getting spicy.
But I mean, a lot of people were, you know, trying to make it make sense. I think if I'm off the rip, I could think of maybe bringing in a someone to the defensive line, maybe a veteran. I could say maybe a veteran safety, perhaps, because it's a little light there. And maybe another sprinkling of another wide receiver three, you know, somebody. I know Tim had got some word on that. Do you want to say it now or you want to wait later?
Come on, spill the beans. You can't
tease. It's a tease. No, it keeps people around. Watch. We'll wait. But why don't we just get into it real quick? Let's go.
That sucks.
See? That's how you got to stick around, man. Why receiver three? So here's the quarterbacks. Obviously, Jalen Hurts, the leader of the ship. I think he's going to a season where I know he just wants to put up an MVP type season. I think last year he had some ups and downs, had some injuries early. I think that really affected him. Kenny Pickett, looking like Evan's younger brother. And then Tanner McKee. I think everybody's excited about Tanner McKee, even though he didn't get a lot of time. We're excited to see what he brings to the table. I think Will Greer, coming from that cowboy lineage, I think he might be like the playbook guy to help out with the plays, a guy who knows the system under Kellen Moore. So I think what stands out to you? Anything?
I think the one thing that stands out to me among the quarterbacks, among the obvious, and Jalen Hurts being the starter, it's just how many people love a guy that they haven't seen. There's so many people out there that will, like, remember Tutty Suddy? He had his own little fan base of people that thought that Nate Sudfeld was this hidden gem. Tanner McKee. It's always these people that we have seen nothing of that there's a small faction of fans that think is some hidden gem that's on the team. I don't know what Tanner McKee is. I think that Kenny Pickett is the clear number two quarterback on this team, probably the backup. And then it's going to be Will Greer fighting Tanner McKee for that third spot. But all these people that the Tanner McKee hive, I don't know how that started.
I think it was preseason.
Yeah. He was handling business. Yeah, it was preseason.
Okay.
I mean,
yeah. What a
preseason. You saw Mariota, who looked super sloppy, and Tanner McKee was just hitting his marks.
But who was still our number two?
Sam Bradford went 10 for 10, and we were ready to build an arc.
We were the preseason Super Bowl.
hey, along with was it Austin? We were all excited about Austin Wyvern.
So who you got? Who is your QB two?
Kenny Pickett.
You kind of
said that. Yeah.
I mean, look, don't get me wrong. It's going to be a good competition between those two, but yeah, I'm with Ed, man. I think, Pickett, we ended up doing what we did to get this kid. It's a fresh start for him. I'm hoping that, he fights hard and shows, the Pittsburgh Steelers and that organization, they made a mistake by trading him off. So, hey, I mean, it's something to go off of.
At least you get some upside here. Hopefully there is some upside. Yeah. Did you guys see that story about
Justin Fields?
Justin Fields was the name that was talked about. He didn't get along with Nick Foles. Nick Foles was trying to give him some legendary advice. He turned around. I guess Field didn't even had his head down, really didn't care.
Imagine, just thumbing your nose at a Super Bowl MVP.
And Foles is like, you see this right here? Look, this, see this legend right here?
The third leg? Yeah.
Speaking of legs here, the running game, by the running backs here, we have Lou Nichols, Jag All-Star, Will Shipley, a draft pick, potentially a special teams demon, also a passing down back, and the change of pace. Kenneth Gainwell, again, change of pace, passing down back, special teams. Saquon Barkley, he's already a legend in our books. Kendall Milton from Georgia, UDFA, and Tyrion Davis Price from he was a third round pick of the 49ers a couple years ago. So the running back group, what do you think?
I think that considering where we've been in previous years, where I feel like we were kind of attacking the running back position from a attempted three-headed monster, two-headed monster type of position with having a whole stable of backs. Clearly, it's going to be the Saquon Barkley show. That's exactly what I want it to be. I mean, Saquon, you're paying him a ton of money. He is a premier, one of the top rushers in this league. And now you put him behind one of the best offensive lines in football. You got to play to your strengths. And Saquon Barkley is one of the best strengths of this offense. So feed Saquon a ton. And then probably because of experience, I would imagine Kenny Gainwell is that running back too, followed by Will Shipley, who might start to steal some snaps from him as the season progresses on. And then if we're keeping four running backs, I really think that last spot is open for competition. Mm.
It definitely is open for competition. And then I just found out realizing that Davis Price got a pretty decent guaranteed contract, you know what I mean? So that just goes to show that there's some type of interest somewhere in there, you know what I mean? So I don't know. It's going to be a pretty good competition between him and, you know, Nichols and Shipley. You know, I mean, I wouldn't just guarantee that third spot to Shipley. I know we ended up drafting him, but hey, look, Kenny Gainwell made it very clear. Like, it's not going to be just that easy for you to come in here and get that. And then especially, you know, I mean, with the fact that they drafted him and they picked up Saquon, Kenny got a, you know, pretty big chip on his shoulder. So he's out there to go ahead and prove. So it's going to be interesting, but I see three out of the six definitely getting left on the actual 53. And then, I don't know, you know, what the practice squad is like, especially with the new rules that, you know, we have on the practice squad team.
Before we talk about the running back, what was the third quarterback we ended up keeping?
Tanner McKee. Okay. Tanner McKee.
Yeah, I think Greer's just going to be that arm for camp. That's all.
Mm-hmm. We need camp.
He knows the system. He knows the system. He's been.
Well, he definitely knows more system. You know what I mean? So that's what he's going to help out in camp and all that stuff. So yeah.
But it'd be interesting. I mean, I like what I've seen from Tanner so far. Again, when you're a rookie, I just want you to see you hit your targets and throw it with anticipation. If you can do that, I'll take that for now. So for running backs, I believe if we were all going to agree here, I say Saquon, Kenneth Gainwell, Will Shipley.
DR, TDP.
It may – I think they might go light here because, I mean, you also have Anaya Smith who can, if they want to line him up in the background, backfield, and you want to use him as a satellite piece potentially with that motion, that would be interesting. So I think we could revisit that. So I think, does everyone agree, Barkley, Kenneth Gainwell, Shipley?
Yo, why is every white guy on the team Hearn's brother?
Thank you, Prime.
Yeah.
Racist.
Yeah.
So
y'all gotta chill. HR.
So do we agree on this? The three guys that we said?
Yeah, three running backs.
All right, moving on right along to the wide receiver position. Obviously, AJ Brown, Lee, and Devontae Smith, both getting paid the same $25 million per year. That is big dog status, top five wide receivers in the league. In terms of being paid, I think Britton Covey, I'd say all-star punt returner. He did a phenomenal job. This is a guy, UDFA guy. He's made his way onto the roster. Devontae Parker, he could be on his last legs as a, you know, I think he's a quality wide receiver four maybe. Paris Campbell, I think, again, we're looking at the traits here. Paris Campbell can get that yak, can do some of those things where he's got some juice as well. But I think on the back end, we just drafted Anaya Smith, Austin Watkins Jr. If you didn't realize, we did an interview with him back in the day because we saw him as a target for the Eagles. Oh, my God, look at that. Check out the interview on our YouTube channel. Johnny Wilson, big wide receiver out of Florida State, 6'6". Jacob Harris, a Jag All-Star. Joseph Nada dealt with some injuries, also a Jag All-Star. And Shaquan Davis battling for the back end. What do you guys think of this? How many wide receivers do you see us going into the season with?
Man, it really falls off a cliff, doesn't it? I mean, we are, and this is no disrespect. I mean it in the sense that we have two top flight, top 10 wide receivers And then, you know, it kind of shrivels up a little bit after that. We've been sitting here saying that, you know, this is the position that really we think that Howie needs to kind of sprinkle in, is this wide receiver three position. I think as it sits right now, it's definitely obviously going to be AJ and Devontae. I think that Parker and Campbell both end up making the squad as of right now. And honestly, I know he dealt with some injuries last year, but from what Nada had done in preseason last year, and I know this is contradicting my McKee point, I thought that he was one of the better back end Jag wide receivers. So I'm interested at least to see what he's going to do. Obviously, the draft picks in Anaya Smith, he's gonna end up making the squad, I believe. I'm interested in Johnny Wilson, man. That him being 6'6", that type of frame, I'm really interested to see how he's going to match up against defenders. If he's able to just use his size and actually come down with the ball, he could be pretty monstrous.
Yeah, I mean, you got Johnny Wilson and Anaya Smith. That's definitely going to be one to see the competition on. I don't know, man. I just feel like when you show all those pictures, I feel like at the Carnival game, that BB gun game, you know what I mean? Like, Devontae Parker just seems like that one target I want to go after and get off this damn. I don't know. It's just something about that dude. I don't know, man.
Was it his presser?
His presser, but I mean, like, just his career, just watching him. It's like he really, I don't know, man. I don't know.
Inconsistent.
Yeah.
Because he balled out against us a couple years back.
If there's anybody that I'm rooting for out of those guys, besides, you know, AJ and Devontae, definitely solid, guaranteed. But Campbell, I think I'm really rooting for him to go ahead and come back this year, because I know he has some injury with him and everything. But I don't know, man. I just still see like that kid's got like some type of lightning left in him, and hopefully, you know what I mean, he'll go ahead and expose of it this year on this roster. See what happens.
It was OBJ, Devontae Parker, and Jarvis Landry on LSU all at the same time, right?
Yes.
My honest belief is that, like, I think that those guys were obviously a great trio in college, but I think that throughout their career, that's kind of what floated those guys, and I don't even know how to explain this, but their connection to OBJ, I feel like kind of, I don't know. I don't think that like Devontae Parker.
Yeah, the Devontae Parker went to Louisville.
He went to Louisville? I thought it was those three. I'm mistaken, obviously.
I thought Devontae Parker went to LSU as well. You sure?
No. Look at
he's looking at it right now.
Yeah. So I think if I'm going to say six right now. Like, I mean, if Anaya Smith, they believe he's healthy, he's gonna lock in special teams. Johnny Wilson, and I think they might keep maybe one of these guys gets a injury, air quotes, and gets on the short term IR. Mm-hmm. They try to protect one of those draft picks. But I like what Anaya Smith brings to the table.
Yeah, but definitely. As like a kind of a jack of all trades. I mean, I think that you can get him the ball in creative ways. He could be a yak monster.
So you want to go? All right, we got AJ Brown, Devontae. I still think I would look at wide receiver three elsewhere. Somebody if they find that there's no, you know, in camp in OTAs, they see they need some more juice.
Maybe it's time for a Tim Nugget.
So yeah. Tim,
who speak on it.
What did you hear, Tim?
I mean, y'all jumped on me. Damn, I was trying to talk. my information I received was the Eagles are looking at Hunter Renfrow. They have Howie has talked to his camp. They're trying to see if they can figure out a deal. Just due to the fact that they're not totally sold on Campbell. Anaya Smith is still injured with his, I think he had a broken fibula. So they want to see. So they want to see basically like what's going on. Yo, the more competition, the more better, right? Mm-hmm. And Kellen Moore, if Kellen Moore is He's like, listen, because let's be honest, in Kellen Moore's offense, the third option wide receiver gets all he gets the rest of that meat off the bone.
Think about Michael Gallup, yeah.
Exactly. So that's the thing. They didn't want to see if they can get a gadget guy. And I think Hunter Winfrow would be the answer. I'm not sold. I'm not sold on anything that's put up right there, bro. I'm just not on the third.
The wide receiver three I've been talking about is being – I was saying that you could get someone, a rowdy wide receiver three, who can run routes. I'm talking about you don't have to talk – you don't have to run deep routes because you know – they're limiting the Eagles' offense. They're, you know, trying to limit explosive plays. I want someone effective, short yardage, who can get open. Quez Watkins had a problem getting off press. I think if you had like a – if Hunter Renfrow's not cooked, it would be interesting.
How old is he now at this point in his career?
28.
He's just late 20s, yeah.
Yeah, so he's – Hunter Renfrow's 28. I don't think he's cooked. I just think it was just – the quarterbacks that the Raiders had, they just wasn't connecting with him. He was so used to playing with David. I think he was playing with David Carr for a little bit. And then I don't know who stepped in at, the last year. Oh, Jimmy Garoppolo.
Aiden McConnell, Jimmy Garoppolo.
Yeah, terrible quarterbacks, bro. Like, you know, they cooked. So I just feel like if you get Hunter Winfrow in here, you bring him in, you see what he can do. You got to figure out, like, the situation with Smith, and I mean that's it.
I mean, a nice Smith. He just started walking like a week ago.
Yeah,
so he's like not just ready. He's learning to walk again. Uh-huh. And obviously, injury. But they said, what did you say, 6 to 8 weeks after surgery? Uh-huh. So we're not even halfway there.
Hunter Renfrow's best season. He had 103 receptions for 1,038 yards and 9 touchdowns. That was in 2021 with the Raiders, obviously, with Carr. Since then, 330 yards for 2 touchdowns and 255 yards for no touchdowns. And he played in every game last year, so he didn't miss any time and only had 255 for 0. So, man. I don't know.
Jesus or Jesus. It's just, yeah, all those QB – we're cooked for Renfrow. I'm kind of interested. Let's do the numbers here. AJ Brown, Devontae Smith, Nia Smith, Britton Covey.
Parker.
Do you think Covey stays?
I think if they can't find a better replacement as a as a returner, punt returner, because there's
you know, lots of options.
But I think he put up, he had a really good year punt returning last year.
But if now it's got to be a guaranteed 53 man roster spot or no practice squad, and then bring him up later on the season.
Yeah, I do think he'll get plucked off practice squad.
Oh yeah,
especially with the year that he had last year.
Yeah,
but I mean, again, it's just that's why Anaya Smith. Cooper DeGene, he said he wanted to get involved back there. We'll see. I think also kick return ability. Will Shipley was the leading kick returner for Clemson the last 3 years. Nia Smith, phenomenal.
Isaiah Rodgers.
And then Cooper DeGene, kick return, was the best returner. And he got one of the best returners in 2023 for his division. So. Yeah.
So what do we end up deciding on for keeping 5 at wide receiver?
I say keep 6 for now.
Keep 6. So it's going to be Brown, Smith.
I say
Paris Campbell probably.
I'm a lean Paris Campbell right now, just for now.
I don't think Devontae Parker is going to make this roster.
Do you want me to just throw Renfrow in there for S's and G's.
Nah, he's not on the physical roster yet.
Well, we need 2 more to fill out a roster here. So
we have 6, right?
In my counting, Brown, Devontae Smith, Anaya Smith, and Paris Campbell is
Covey.
And then
Wilson, right?
Johnny Wilson.
Is that 6?
That's six.
Who are we missing?
Nobody. Everybody
that's,
else is going.
Nobody. That's six.
This guy's mad anxiety. Yeah.
How many are you looking to keep?
That's five. That's seven with Wilson, no?
This guy can't count, man.
Oh, yeah. You know my math.
Get him a number line.
Math ain't mathin'.
You're not supposed to carry the one on this one.
Math ain't mathin'. So we good. We got six. Everybody agree with that?
Yep.
We've been agreeing on it. We just trying to get you to agree on it.
Now, tight ends, this looked like a boy band.
What?
One Direction over here. We got Dallas Goedert. This is, again, we talked about it other podcasts. Dallas Goedert is 29 years old. Might be shocking for some. Not that that's really old in real life, but in football life, 29. Albert O., He was tagged as the next tight end in Denver at a certain point. CJ Uzoma coming from the Jets, I think he's a quality tight end three, tight end two, like maybe on blocking situations. Grant Calcaterra, I'm not going to even say, but Grant Calcaterra, he's a former teammate of Jalen Hurts. He gave us some snaps. He didn't really do much with his opportunities, but we have McCallum Castles from Tennessee and EJ Jenkins from the Jets. What do you think of this group?
I mean, similar situation to the wide receivers. I do like the addition of CJ Uzoma. Uzuma?
CJU.
CJU. I think that he was pretty solid with New York. Grant Calcaterra looks like he just served me fish sticks and tartar sauce.
Dean.
He beat Dean. Have that written down somewhere.
Alberto, dude, that was a guy that I was really like when we got him. I was like, oh damn, like we kind of fleeced him away from Denver, and yeah. I was feeling more promise out of that, but that just ended up being another know it's a guy situation. Just, you know, a name that was a Jag hero. But other than Dallas Goedert and CJ, it's kind of thin. I think that's your 1-2 right there. And then probably my son rounding out the tight ends.
Let's see. I mean, I'm trying to figure out. Albert O is guaranteed like one something, right? One, it's guaranteed fully, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm wondering. I wonder if there's a target on Grant Calcaterra's head.
Like a trade target?
Just in terms of like, did he do enough to stay around? Because I believe they believe in Albert O. If he got guaranteed money like he did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, whatever he wasn't able to find in Denver, I think they're looking at he'd be able to find it here. I mean, out of these six, two for sure. And I wouldn't even be surprised. I'm kind of hoping they'll go out, depending on what happens with cuts and all stuff like that, that they decide to go for a tight end out there somewhere.
Pop says Grant Fish Sticks Calcaterra.
This is a misdirection, Dan.
Rome says, color me bad looking ass group.
That's terrible.
I say 4 or 3. Sergeant Walker says 4 tight ends is going to make the roster.
4 tight ends. Jesus Christ.
4 tight ends. He's bugging. Nah, yeah. I don't know about that, Marcus. I'm going to go 3 here, man. Yeah. I see CJ because CJ's here to replace Jack Stroll. I don't know how that's going to happen, but I guess they're banking on their buck on that. Albert O needs to get a chance to get on the field and show and have Jalen Hurts' trust. And don't be sleeping on McKellar Castles. Dude, he put up great numbers in University of Tennessee. But I think it's 3.
Wake up.
Yeah, I'm going Dallas. I'm definitely sleeping on. CJ Uzoma. Albert O. We're leaving Grant.
3. Those are 3.
Yeah, 3. Okay.
Too many concussions, bro.
Your son's not getting picked up. Sorry, bro.
He is one of the number.
He is one concussion away.
It doesn't make you – it doesn't change your mind at all. You're a big believer in the numbers scale.
That's the camp battle right there. Albert O and Calcaterra is my camp battle.
I'm simply saying you're a big believer in the numbers. Is it not any indication that he switched his number from 47 to a much more desirable 81? You think that the organization is maybe seeing Grant in a finer light?
T.O.'s turning over in his bed right now, knowing that they gave his number to Evan's brother. So we can go. I mean, do you guys cool with that, or you want to keep Grant?
No, I'm cool with three. I just don't see four happening here.
So Goddard, Alberto, and
CJ Uzomah.
Because you got to think, Merrill, the O line is going to take up at least 10 guys, 10 to 9 guys.
Wait till you see the O line list.
The Brady bunch.
Yeah, DB and O lines are going to be taking up.
There are so many. Oh, God. It's pretty insane. So moving right along to the offensive line. This looked like full house over here.
Good Lord.
Cam Jerkins getting his opportunity to like take over the center position. Tyler Steen is inserted written in pencil. Tyler Steen starting at right guard. Lane Johnson, the elder statesman of the group now. Leonard Dickerson, the big bopa, and Jordan Mailata have made their stake. They're the future of this offensive line. I think the Eagles ended up drafting Trevor Keegan on day three, and Dylan McMahon. I think they like his athleticism. Trevor Keegan, he's a lunch pail guy. If you're looking at the Mekhi Becton signing, you got a monster of a swing tackle. Just in case somebody happens to go down, I think Mekhi Becton could give you quality reps. Fred Johnson got him some guaranteed money last year. It was last year right before the season started. I think then when Brett Toth has been a Jag All-Star, you got a couple. You got Lakin Valakai, who is exempt, so don't worry about it. The Raven Clark went on the IR. Aneem Dankwa sounds like an interesting weed name. And then Gottlieb, I can't even pronounce his name.
Don't do it.
Matt Hennessy, I think he's going to give you that position flexibility. Maybe you can play guard and center. But I think Darian Kinnard, interesting prospect. I met him down at the Senior Bowl. You want to hear a story or?
Story time, love it. Yeah.
So he wore a shirt that was like a politically, I don't know, it was kind of questionable. I was looking at it, I was like, is he wearing that shirt? It was definitely the red flag right away.
red flag, red shirt.
No, I'm just saying. I was like,
cut him now.
I said, all these scouts are here. You're like putting out a political shirt on, like, and then the players weren't messing with them. I was like, bro. I was like, this is not a good look. Like, you gotta read the room. Like, everyone is watching. There's no need for a political.
You think you might lose Statlin U scholarship?
I think they like the traits. Jermaine Johnson murdered him on one play that went viral. But I'm just saying, they'll take anyone. He's a project. But I think overall, I think this group. Who's the biggest? I think Mekhi Becton is. I think that's the biggest move that we did so far in the offseason. It's a great pickup.
I would agree. I also am a big fan of I know we drafted him late, but maybe it's just the shiny new toy effect. But Trevor Keegan, I think, is a guy that hey, you don't see the promise in a Big 12 man in Trevor Keegan?
No, Todd's in the comments. He said, why is a red shirt a red flag?
But Keegan is a guy that, well, after we drafted him, the more and more you learned about him, he seems like he's a legitimate player and has the raw skill set to fit right in Jeff Stoutland's system. So, Steen was a guy that after he had gotten drafted last year, We're being told that he's entering Stoutland U. Didn't really impress from you know what had been seen of him, considering the fact that we are sitting here with a giant laundry list of players that are fighting for positions. I agree with you though that Mekhi Becton is definitely the best depth piece on the offensive line that we've added this offseason. I mean, I think that he's first round talent. He's just hasn't been able to stay healthy.
What's the target number we're trying to keep in this position?
I'd say 10, probably, right?
Nine, so, I mean, for sure, the first five up on the top of the list. Then you got Mekhi at May 6, Trevor Keegan 7. Dylan McMahon, man, that dude looks like the character from Child's Play. Darian looks like an older version of Goddard. A way older version of Goddard. I don't know, man. I mean, I'm only at 6. Seven. Let's see. Sorry.
Seven. No, we're right.
Fred Johnson.
Yeah, Fred Johnson, I think, definitely stays. Yeah.
I go the top five. I'm going to go Mekhi Becton. I'm going to go McMahon, Hennessy. Hennessy, Trevor Keegan, Fred Johnson.
What about Brett?
Brett Tost he's been in and out of this roster. Like, he's a guy that you know, hopefully you can put him on the practice squad.
You think McMahon makes it as well?
Yeah, I think he's got a chance. He's got a chance too.
So as it stands right now,
but
Dickerson, Juergens, Steen, Johnson, Fred Johnson, Becton, Hennessy, Keegan. We got room for one more, and I guess that would be Dylan McMahon. That's if we're holding 10.
Well, I think that's the argument right now. Like, those are the bubble. On the bubble, that would probably be McMahon and, you know, Toth. You know, there's one of these guys below, Jason Poe, you know, Kennard, Dankwa.
Dankwa's huge.
Yeah.
He's a massive boy. I don't know. I think that last spot definitely is up for competition, though. Mm. We'll pencil McMahon in for now.
Yeah, Bert Mark says Toth ? I think he's been in and out of this roster. He's been on the practice squad. I think at some time. Mr. Rudy Pooh says, I thought I heard Becton might play guard. Potential, if they feel like. A big ass guard. That would be interesting too.
I'm telling you, man. I just don't understand why they're gonna try to are they gonna try to they're saying they're gonna try, or they really just be like, hey, we're gonna try so we can light a fire under Steen's ass. That's what I'm
my thing is if you go back and watch the all 22 of Mekhi Becton versus the Eagles, I'm going to list the players. He threw Brandon Graham out the club. He threw Hassan Reddick out of the club. He threw Derek Barnett out of the club. He stiff-armed Josh Sweat, Hayukened him out of the club. There were so many guys. I was so embarrassed. Like, I was an offensive line coach. I was like, why didn't I see this before? I was like, this is terrible. So I think it'd be very interesting to see. I can't wait to see him at camp.
Yeah,
it's a big dude, man.
I just hope that you know, everyone can stay healthy. I'm hoping that because he's not going to be a starter on this squad, that he's going to have the time to fully get back to 100% with the offseason, and you know. If he's needed, that he can step up to a high level. Think about guys like when we won the Super Bowl, man. Like, he could essentially be that big V role.
Right.
Big V was obviously a tackle that stepped up big time. And, dude, he had a whole career cut out for himself after that. I think he signed a big deal with the Lions after we won that.
And then got cut.
But we thank you for your service, Halapulavatsi. Bye, Ty.
There's a good interview with Jordan Mulata on YouTube right now. He got interviewed by like another Australian podcast. He actually goes very in depth about his whole career. Check it out. It's on YouTube. It'll come up if you look for his name, but he's definitely very interesting.
I do have a question. Do you think it's not going to be, we all know it's not going to be easy to replace Jason Kelce. Do you have all that faith in Cam Jurgens, Gail, Primo?
I do.
The man is in the gym every single day since he retired. Does he have faith in Cam Jurgens?
I mean, he also did just sign a deal with ESPN.
Yeah. So? Tom Brady did too, but I wouldn't be surprised if he gets sued up.
Maybe he has a clause in the contract.
That shit would
maybe
be
he
crazy.
Maybe he has a clause in the contract.
That's what I'm saying.
Maybe he has a clause in the contract.
That's what I'm saying. Mm. This was a thought.
So where were you at?
But to answer your question, Tim, if Cam Jurgens needs to fill in as the center, and when I say fill in, I mean take over as Jason Kelce, as we all assume at this point, has passed him the torch, I think he can perform really highly. This was a guy that was hand-selected by Jason Kelce. Yeah, I think he was put in a poor position. I think he was playing he was undersized playing guard, and you really didn't get to see his full strength at what he can be as what he's meant to be as a center. So I honestly think he'll be good if Kelce isn't around.
Yeah, facts. I mean, the fact that he ended up getting the torch passed by one of the greatest that ever do it. Yeah, I see that being a big reason on why he's in the position that he's in. So yeah, I think he'll be fine.
It's time. Yeah. It's time. I think it's time that Prime takes a photo with with him at the Eagles Autism Challenge. Speaking of taking photos, Primo's here with Nick Sirianni. But shout out to Prime. Me and Prime will be walking in the Eagles Autism Challenge. So if you really want to donate and help the cause, here's Primo's QR code that goes right. Just use your phone if you're mobily challenged.
Open up your picture.
Yeah, all donations are highly appreciated. This is probably the perfect time to do it because there is a matching that's going on live as we speak. You know what I mean? So 5, 10, 15, whatever. It's getting doubled up by the matching team. So, yeah, we really appreciate it. You know, all this is for a good cause. Looking forward to this weekend because it is going to be popping.
Now, if you want to donate, here's also my QR code. It goes right to my funding account. Shout out to AJ Brown for taking the time. Guy's awesome. It's always a great time. We appreciate everyone who's actually walking with us. Shout out to Helena. You know her from the comments. Mr. Perkins in the comments is coming out with us. I know Anthony is coming with us. And DJ Lowski is also running in the Eagles Autism Challenge.
Not running.
Chris Malley. You know Chris Malley. He's also joining. So we have about 7 or 8 people so far.
That's awesome.
So
I don't want AJ on the bike though.
No, I don't think anybody.
I was just about to say this is the 1 year anniversary of the Eagles' hopes and dreams almost going up in smoke when he got almost.
I don't want AJ on the bike. I better not see AJ on the bike.
Yeah, that was crazy. Instead of bikes, you could also take planes. We're taking a plane to Brazil for the Rio de Janeiro. First part of the trip is Rio de Janeiro. Second part, Sao Paulo. And also, there's a football game being played, and that's the first time you get to see this juggernaut of a team. So if you want to go on that trip, head to phillysportstrips.com. Make sure you follow them at sportstripsphl. And email Vince. You got any questions?
That was great pronunciation, by the way, Gail. I was with somebody this weekend that said San Paulo.
Sao Paulo. Should be a good time, man. Mark Bird said AJ is riding the bike again this year.
AJ is not riding the bike.
Let's lock down those intersections. Let's watch where the fuck we're going on the road. Keep our eyes off the phones while we're driving. You know,
just give me the word. I'll take the bike from him.
Yeah. Someone slashes tires.
driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Now, do we figure out that list yet? Offensive line?
Yeah. So I've got Mailata, Dickerson, Juergens, Steen, Lane Johnson, Fred Johnson, Becton, Hennessy, Keegan, McMahon.
A lot of Johnsons, man.
So what is that? What is that total? So what is that total 10? On offense?
That brings 10? Us. I'm glad you asked because I was sitting here doing the math. I'm prepared for that question, Tim. 25 people that we have rostered so far.
Okay.
10 linemen, right?
Side of the ball. 10 linemen, 3 tight ends, 6 wide receivers, 3 running backs, 3 quarterbacks. 25 players.
Now, we thought there was a lot of guys on one page. You haven't seen the defensive line page yet. You know. We added the Sams in there as well, if you want to get all technical. But talking about Jordan Davis, out of all years, I think this is where he takes that next step. I think he's important for this defense, especially in certain looks. I think Milt Williams, this is his year to make himself some money. Jalen Carter, we already know, was money straight out the gate. I think Bryce Huff made himself some money being a role player in New York. He came down 95 and replaced another guy that we all love, Hassan Reddick. I think Josh Wett, he took a pay cut, and he didn't want to leave. So Josh Wett is here. Brandon Graham, the elder statesman of the group, I think he holds it down from a leadership perspective and in a role. He's a role player. I think Tui Polotu's, for where he got drafted, he's made himself some money in terms of being reliable. Moro Ojomo, dude was like 20 years old. He's now 21 years old. I think he's a nice developmental piece. Nolan Smith, I think this is where he's got to elevate this year. But other than that, I think got some Jags on the back end, but I think Zach Bond is going to be – he's playing the Van Ginkle role. He's going to be pretty versatile in my book. Jalix Hunt, he will be a developmental piece, converted wide receiver, former safety.
He was a wide receiver too.
So, I mean, think about him dropping in the coverage. You got to think the big picture here, F. And then Patrick Johnson's been a solid key contributor from where he was a day 3 draft prospect. Mm-hmm. I think he's a guy that he's a role player. But what stands out to you looking at this group?
I mean, obviously the departure of Hassan Reddick is not what we wanted to see this offseason. I think there is I'm going to bring it up just because it's on topic. You guys had your show about Chip Kelly and what was the big thing that Chip Kelly believed in plug and play. This almost feels like I'm not trying to discount Bryce Huff's ability or anything like that, but I don't think that he'll be able to. I don't think he's Hassan Reddick is what I'm trying to get at. I think that the loss of Hassan Reddick is going to be felt this year. Bryce Huff is going to compete to try and fill those shoes. Whether he does or not, I think that's remained to be seen. But those top 5 guys, obviously, are all going to make the squad. Brandon Graham, I mean, you imagine if Howie cut him in his 15th year? That'd be
not happening.
That would be an actual war crime. I think Marlon and Moro Ojomo, you know, Marlon obviously been on the team longer, but I think both of them, you know, are solid pieces, solid developmental pieces. Ojomo, I was excited to see him, but his season obviously got cut short last year. And Nolan Smith is a guy that I'm really excited to see another step forward this year. I feel like he kind of just got lost in the sauce last year. I think that his stats didn't really talk to the developments that he made. I think that the best is still to be seen of Nolan Smith. And as for rounding it out, Jalix Hunt, you know, he's kind of a mystery at this point. Obviously, a lot of hope in him considering where we drafted him. But, you know, it's one of those things we're going to have to see how he pans out. And finally, Patrick Johnson. This is a guy I don't want to sleep on, honestly, because Patrick Johnson is a guy that I think in his years that he's been on the Eagles has honestly given some solid snaps. And he's played on special teams. He has that experience. So I definitely think that Patrick Johnson is a guy that you shouldn't sleep on and could for sure soak up a roster spot on this team.
To be honest, did anybody realize Thomas Booker was on this roster?
Who? Oh, no. No, I didn't. Literally looked right over him.
Thomas Booker?
I thought that was an NPC, honestly.
He's one of our former presidents, Thomas Booker. I mean, overall, I just think, all right, let's get to it. Bryce Huff, one. Jalen Carter, Jordan Davis, Milton Williams, Josh Sweat.
Brandon Graham.
Brandon Graham, Marlon Tupelotu, Moro Ojomo, that is seven.
Nolan Smith, eight.
Nolan Smith, Jalix Hunt.
Nine.
I mean,
you going here, 10?
Somehow Jalix Hunt.
It's all about the rotation as well, man. I think they're going to be key on rotating.
I think Jalix Hunt has some kind of injury.
Oh, jeez. For sure.
Yeah, no, I'm saying they have phantom the phantom injuries. Like, who's that? The quarterback Jackson, who had a back injury. Maybe like you fall down and get hurt. We'll pay you for the rest of the season. Just sit out. We develop you.
So far I've written down Huff, Carter, Davis, Williams, Sweat, Smith, Hunt, Ojomo, Graham. Who am I missing?
Zach Bowen.
Marlon, two. Tupelotu.
Tupelotu. Zach Bond. Like, you know, obviously Zach Bond could be a linebacker too. So, like, yeah. He's on both pages. So don't get crazy when you see him on the linebacker page.
Okay. We'll just save Bond for that then. And that would be 10 defensive linemen minus Bond.
Sergeant Walker chimes in and says Eagles kept 7 DTs last year.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Wow, Taron Jackson didn't even have a graphic. He's hitting in there.
You know, it's hard to fit everybody on one page, guys.
Yeah.
No, Sergeant Walker says 6 DEs. Edge players last year, 6 defensive end edge players. Moving right along. We got through that one fast.
I have to say one thing, though. I feel like a backup DT is something to keep an eye out for.
Mm. You mean that they're going to sign?
Yeah, I think you need to keep an eye on that.
Yeah, look at like Thomas Booker and Moro Ojomo. Moro Ojomo is you're like hoping he becomes something, right? Yeah. But like Gabe Hall, UDFA, Jordan Davis missed some games in his career already. I mean, I think you add a veteran piece.
Right.
At the defensive tackle.
Yeah, I said DT. Maybe a DT. You know, people were talking about Calais Campbell. Perhaps.
Calais. I'm sorry.
No, I'm saying that would be great if they went that route with Campbell.
Yeah, yeah. Because Calais Campbell could play inside, outside. You can do a little, you can, versatility. That's what this team's all about all of a sudden. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like he would be a great piece.
37.
You gotta watch out. Yeah. 6'8", baby. 6'8".
6'8". This guy was like, he's 6'9".
Who was it that we got from the who we get from the Bears a couple years ago?
Oh, big name, man.
And then
Robert
he did fucking nothing.
Robert Quinn.
That's what that reminds me of. That's what that reminds me of.
Oh, Calais?
Nah, Calais? Nah, bro.
Nah. 37 in a Tybo class?
Nah, he's actually. I think he's more active in his Tybo class than
But he's also a leader too.
Yeah.
Great leader.
Big leader.
Lead me to a better option.
Quinn was a white belt. Calais Campbell might be. You know, what I mean, brown, black. Yeah. Pick
First of all, Robert Quinn reminds me of somebody's uncle that is a mechanic. Yo, as a dank cigarette.
That's what I'm saying. Like, we talk about Devontae Parker's presser. If you check Robert Quinn's presser, I'm like, bro, you showed up with no edge up, with black Air Force Ones, like, didn't have a care in the world. Now I'm like,
probably just got finished fixing a car.
I was like, come on, man. Like, you don't show up nowhere with no edge up. Just tell, I mean, that just
he did.
It's this is called details, man. You show up, it's immediately black Air Force Ones, don't care. moving around to prime favorite position. We've already talked about Zach Bond, the Van Ginkle role. Talking about a guy who can play off the edge, inside. He talked about, we'll see where he's deployed, but he could definitely be one of those X factors. Versatility we just talked about, Tim did. N'Kobe Dean, Evan's favorite player to harass at Eagles Autism Challenge. Devin White, he could make himself some money this year. I think Jeremiah Trotter, great story, could be a role player, special teams right away. I think he can, you know, does he cover well? Does he cover better than N'Kobe Dean in space? We'll see. Ben Van Tumeren for UDFA. You know, I thought he's still on this roster from last year. That tells you something. He's done enough to at least be on a roster for the second year. I think role player, special teams guy. We'll see what, you know, he's got some competition. Brandon Smith, it'll be very interesting. Penn State alum. Oren Burks, also role player, special teams guy. I know got caught in one of the 49ers game out of position. Tim, you talked about this play often. But then you do have Zach Cunningham out there as well. So what do you think of this group?
Well, a lot of new faces coming into this position. You know, I'm really big on seeing what Devin White is bringing to the table. I mean, like I said, I think he still has a little bit left in the tank. And you know, you said it, this is going to be the year to go ahead and make that money. So if he's that guy that he was like in Tampa Bay, man, I think we're going to get a good turnout from him. And, you know, I mean, I'm with Evan on the Kobe Dean, man. I hope, you know, he definitely redeems himself. Honestly, he just really doesn't have much of a choice. This is the year that he has to do it. You know, I mean, a lot of hopes that we had for him. And, you know, he needs to pretty much play a whole season and come full throttle this year.
Rakshek has Devin, Dean, JTJ, Bond, BVS. Look at them with the abbreviated. Don't know about Burks or Brandon Smith. I think the top four right on the top, those are if I'm going to keep four.
That's five.
No, the top four are from the left.
You forgot to carry the one.
I said top four from the left.
I don't know about that guy. if I could be honest, man, I'm gonna be brutally honest about this linebacker core. Devin White's the only proven name in here right now. I think that we're sprinkling a lot of glitter on Zach Bond. Talk about how we hope and expect him to fall into that Van Ginkle role. I hope he does too. I don't think it's a surefire thing to happen. I need to see it first. And N'Kobe Dean is a guy that obviously we've hoped would take more steps forward at this point in his career, but he's been just battling injuries left and right. Jeremiah Trotter, obviously coming in here with a giant target on his back, considering the fact that he's the son of an Eagles legend and in a lot of fans' eyes has a lot of high expectations, considering where he was drafted. It's not necessarily certain that he'll reach those expectations. And Ben Van Sumeren is a guy that, you know, he ended up just making a roster last year. I'm not trying to say by default, but we were thin. We were thin at linebacker, and we're thin again this year. And the same thing might end up happening. So if I'm being completely honest with you, I said it after the draft, my number one positions I'm worried about is wide receiver 3 and linebacker. And this is exactly why. Devin White, in my opinion, is our only guy.
Thank you. Thank you.
Wow. Shots fired, man. Evan out here on a soapbox saying Devin White is your only guy right now.
Wait till I see Nakobe this Saturday. But yeah, remember his name, Evan Hearns.
So, all right, Evan, are you saying bringing Zach Cunningham? Keep him on phone dial.
I'm keeping him on speed dial for competition. Like competition at camp. Who's to say that he doesn't do better than BVS? He might.
Could be another key name out there that ends up getting let go.
Pops says, mark my words, Trot Jr. will rise to greatness to his own game. Look at you.
I hope so.
He's challenging you, Ev.
Great story. It would be a great story. It's not like I don't want it to happen.
Jay Hoffa says, Quinn was in that bottle heavy. I hope he got cleaned up. Ooh, I didn't know he crashed his truck. Interesting. I didn't know about that. Mark Bird says, how many vampire movies has Van Sumer been in?
Yo, he's got them Derek Carr, looks like he's got eyeliner eyes on.
I mean, but he also got that Tequila Spike's neck going on right now. He does.
What's the name of that vampire movie that people used to watch back in the day?
Twilight.
Buffy?
I never watched Twilight. Was that a good movie?
Was it Twilight? Well, wait, what, you got to be more detailed.
Yeah, Twilight. I don't know.
It was vampires or something.
It was kids vampires. Is that one you're talking about? Yeah.
I hated how
you saw it. You got the DVDs, player. Shout out. You got
the that vampire movie with on HBO with the Sookie.
Abraham Lincoln Vampire Slayer.
No, you're talking about Sookie. With Sookie?
Sookie. I am in love with you, Sookie.
True blood.
Yeah. Yo, the only vampire movie that I love is Vampire in Brooklyn.
True blood, best scene ever.
Sookie. Invite me in, Sookie. But anyway, moving right along. I mean, do we get our guys yet?
I don't think we did. No,
Devin White, Nakobe Dean, Zach Bond. We already added Zach Bond? No, not yet.
No, right? We didn't. I'm adding it to this one.
Zach Bond, Kobe Dean, Devin White, Jeremiah Trotter.
So just 4?
Yeah.
White, Dean, Bond, Trotter.
That puts us at 39.
Good Lord.
That puts us at 39.
I think, you know.
Dean scares me, bro. Like, I'm so concerned about Dean, man. I wanted him to draft him, and then he's just been a disappointment for the last 2 years.
Is that injury disappointment? But other than that, just injuries.
I mean, what has he done?
Is it Tony?
He had one play, and that was the preseason game against the Ravens.
So you're saying that with a certain tone, tone in your voice, then?
No. I'm not saying all that. I've heard. You're trying to get me in trouble.
Angry. That sounds like angry black dad watching the youth outside the fence. Like, he ain't done nothing yet. That's not what I told him to do. Wow. I mean, I like the competition, man. I like that people are doubting him, because then he can, get his first pick and then point at Evan in the stands and like, see.
So. If we're doing our math correctly here, folks, that means we can carry 11 DBs, because we're going to have kicker, punter, long snapper as our last 3 positions.
Definitely. Mark says Nakobe went to shit after being asked about his medicals. I think actually it's Evan.
It's my fault.
You didn't have to go there, but you did. This is the most you've seen on the timeline today. People have been talking about how many cornerbacks are in the building. There is
a lot.
I haven't seen this many secondary players. I mean, this is littered. I couldn't. I was trying to fit it all in there. Darius Slay, obviously the elder statesman of the group. I think he's going to lead these young cornerbacks along the way. I penciled in Cooper DeJean at the top. Hey. Quinyon Mitchell, definitely going to be that starter across the way from Darius. James Bradbury, he's kind of penciled in here, waiting until June 1st until he might be cut. But I do think, I'm just saying, he'd probably be better in a Fangio defense with this kind of talent around him versus our defense last year. Chauncey Gardner-Johnson, I've been a CJ stan for a long time. Glad he's back in the mix. He's a guy that can get you those takeaways. Reed Blankenship has showed off as a UDFA. I think, is he that guy in coverage you want? We're not sure. I think that's where Chauncey comes in. I think you got some younger guys. I think Cooper DeJean, if they want to potentially play him at safety at times, if they got a couple roles for him, that'd be very interesting. But I think him playing a corner, nickel, safety, anything is very interesting. Sidney Brown rebounded from injury. We want to see where he's at, but he's out here, doing the competitions. I think he beat Gainwell. Was that Gainwell that he beat in that lifting?
It was Gainwell.
I think the person that really has the question marks around is Avante Maddox. What is Avante still? We love Avante. We want to see what he brings to the table. Isaiah Rogers, where does he come off, being suspended for a year? What does he have left in the tank? The two young guns and Josh Jobe and Eli Ricks from Bama, they gave you some valuable reps and snaps. Zek, we don't know who Zek is. It's been a while. Sean Stevens, D2 star, just got signed by the Eagles to compete with Tyler Hall, who's got snaps in the slot, Mario Goodrich in the slot. Andre Sam and Mekhi Gardner. Mekhi Gardner played cornerback, and they tried him at safety as well. And then Primo's favorite, Keely Ringo. We'll see where we're at. I mean, what does this group speak to you?
It's a lot of names, but in all honesty, I'm finding the first nine, ten of them to be locks. The benefit is that we have a lot of really good players, man. I mean, that entire top is, I think, some of the better defensive back groups in football. Reed Blankenship obviously had a better year. I think it's not like he had a bad year last year, but I feel like it wasn't, he didn't have a positive trajectory based off of the year he had previous. But that was with, what's it called? That was with, when Chauncey Gardner-Johnson was on the team, he had some more help around him. I think that as I'm looking at it right now, I'm going Darius Slay, Reed Blankenship, Gardner-Johnson, Cooper DeJean, Quinyon Mitchell, Keely Ringo, Sidney Brown, Avante Maddox, James Bradbury, that's nine, Isaiah Rogers, and then I'm going Eli Ricks as my 11. I think that Sean Stevens is a guy that is interesting. I'm interested to see what he's going to do in the preseason. Maybe he ends up staying on the team. If he can really just light the world on fire during training camp or the preseason, maybe he could steal that spot from Eli Ricks. But other than that, I think that this is kind of set in stone, in my opinion. I don't know about you guys.
Did you mention Sidney Brown?
Yeah, I did. Yeah,
he was one of the guys. Okay.
Yeah. Hold on. Did you say Bradbury?
Yeah, I said Darius Slay, Blankenship, Gardner Johnson, Cooper DeJean, Quinyon Mitchell, Keely Ringo,
six,
Sidney Brown,
seven,
Avante Maddox,
eight,
James Bradbury,
nine,
Isaiah Rogers,
ten,
Eli Ricks.
James Bradbury is not going to be on this team.
So that puts us back to 10.
Yeah, he's not going to be on this team.
As far as depth is concerned, we're talking about like a 10th, 11th cornerback on this team. You wouldn't have Bradbury in that capacity?
I think he's going.
I mean, I wouldn't if he was on the depth, I wouldn't be mad at it.
No, I'm just saying
I wouldn't be mad at it.
I understand that, but if Quinn Mitchell starts,
I don't care if Bradbury is on there.
Look how much money you're going to pay somebody that's not going to contribute to special teams.
We know that they're going to let him go.
Oh yeah, he's out. June 1st, gone. Deuce.
Save $4 million, right? $4 million.
He's out.
I'm just saying, in theory, I'm not. I think he'd be a better DB with Chauncey behind him and not.
Yeah,
rookies who are learning their way,
and not an unproven defensive coordinator on top of all that.
But you got to see this though. There's you also got the guys that have experience, not as much experience as Bradbury, but you have experience with Eli Ricks. You got experience with a little bit with
Keely Ringo.
Ringo Flash.
Like a puzzle.
It's like a puzzle. And with Kelly and Keon Ringo, so. And then on top of that, you got a versatility again with Isaiah Rodgers. He can play inside or outside. He's better inside.
My thing is I think position, like I want to see between Ringo and Rodgers who sticks. I want to see Maddox. I think Tyler Hall will give you more than Zach. I love to see what Sean Stevens brings. They obviously saw something in his game.
I like Andre Sam. I think Andre Sam is probably the he's going to be the ace of spades when it comes to the safety. This dude he has some coverage skills and he can lay the wood and hit. No diddy.
take out Bradbury and go sign Justin Simmons.
There we go.
That
money, that Bradbury money, you put that in Justin Simmons.
Right. Cool. Good eye.
There's your 11 right there.
Yes, sir.
I'd be happier with Justin Simmons than Glenn Campbell.
Now, my thing with, you know.
I'm cool with that, Ev. I'm cool with that.
Pops, I think it's just it's a numbers thing at this point. And the age and a numbers thing. So, I heard that Bradbury wanted to change the scenery anyway. But I felt like, again, it's what it is. You want to get younger. You want to get quicker. And obviously, when you draft Cooper and Quinion in first and second round, that is the writing on the wall for like they want to get young at the position.
Pop says that we're ready to throw Bradbury in the damn trash. I think Bradbury put himself in the trash, bro. We didn't even have to do much there.
So I have Slay, Blankenship, CJ, GJ, DeGene, Mitchell, Ringo, Sidney Brown, Maddox, Rodgers. That's 9.
Oh, snap. I forgot about Tyler Hall.
You had Eli Ricks.
That's 10. And then we have one more that we can bring.
Justin Simmons.
Tyler Hall. I like Tyler Hall. But Justin Simmons is not signed yet.
You were just on the Andre Sam.
Andre Sam, let's be honest, though. Andre Sam's a rookie. Tyler Hall brings... He brings experience, special teams, and he's good in coverage when it comes to the nickel position. Nickel is the biggest position, and I don't care how much depth they have it there, because, man, we were getting torched there.
Yeah. I mean, but with the addition of Cooper DeGene, Isaiah Rodgers, do you not feel like we have more depth there?
I do feel like we have depth, but, again, like Gail said, are you going to feel like you're going to throw Cooper DeGene to the fire and be like, hey, you're a starting nickel? You know what I mean?
I think Avante starts so long as he's healthy.
I'm not counting on Devontae because he's always hurt.
Yeah, look at the safety of the group, though. Mekhi Garner, they cross-trained him. He was a corner, played some safety. Mm-hmm. Andre Sam and Tristan McCollum, like, that speaks. Sidney Brown is, like, coming off injury. That speaks to like a veteran safety brought in there. Because you're gonna go light. But so if they can cross train Cooper DeGene in some packages, that would be interesting. I mean, also Avante Maddox, don't forget, also can play safety in a pinch if you need him. He's been cross trained there as well. So that gives you some versatility. I wonder if Ringo could play safety. Look. Just wondering.
I don't know. He'd be a fast ass safety, man.
He's still a little stiff.
Oh yeah, that's what Gale says. He's stiff in the hip.
He's just
pause.
Appreciate you. Thanks for having my bet.
So, have you got that locked up then, right?
Yeah,
we have one more guy.
I think we need one more.
Well, we got Rick Lovato, right? You got Rick Lovato.
No. We need one more DB. Who's the 11th DB? Was it Tyler Hall?
You could either give me one more tight end if you want to, or
no. Now he's retracting his statement.
No, I'm just saying.
I mean,
do I need 11 DBs? I don't know.
You got to understand, man. Got to have that for the.
How many did we have last year? 10.
We could also have
nine.
Wait, 9.
Yeah, I think we had 9 DBs last year.
I like this competition, man. Like, at the end of the day, I'm always about like bringing in the competition, and it's cool. Like, may the best man win.
So, do you want to maybe another? So, do we let what's his face make the team?
What's his face?
Devontae Parker?
Hell no.
That's a Hunter reference.
But it's a possibility. So yeah, I can see that.
Yo, I'm not.
Yo, we got 52 right now. I need a.
Do we already count Rick Lovato? Elliot? No,
I'm adding them in right now.
Okay.
Elliot Lovato and Braden Mann.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Got man. What's his name?
That puts us at 52.
That puts us at 52. We need one more.
In that case, I see Davis running back. Four running backs.
Now look at the kicker returner.
Yeah,
pump
I could be down with a fourth running back.
We won't
over a fourth tight end.
Hey. What if they decided? What's Miles Sanders doing? They want to cut him.
Miles Sanders will not come back. You think I'm gonna stand behind him at Penn State? No, I'm gonna come to Philly.
That's
my jersey.
Relive the history, like, yo, bro. Put on number 39, guy. That would be so disrespectful. Give him like some jacked up like 41. That would be the worst.
He took shots at the coaching staff after he left. I don't know if he's welcome.
So this kick return to punt return thing, we have Britton Covey did a great job, phenomenal job. Anaya Smith there to challenge. Cooper DeGene says he wants, I spelled it wrong, DEA. Oh, Gene, Freudian slip. Kick returner Isaiah Rogers, Anaya Smith, Kenny Gainwell, Will Shipley. Again, we talked about Will Shipley leading Clemson the last 3 years in kick return. Kick return is going to be a big thing with the way that things have changed. Yeah, man. Did we add that one last player, or are you still?
We say running back?
I mean, that's what I said, but, you know, it's a team decision.
I say running back.
I'm just trying to figure out what if I get another running back off another roster.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but we're not doing that. It's people that are on the
team.
No. Right,
I'm
now
saying, so we go three. And then we go somewhere else. And then when just the season starts, the next day they will put a running back there.
It's defeating the purpose of the conversation.
He just explained what he just said, and you're still.
I said three running backs,
but we need four that of our people that are with
it,
us.
It shows the German 53 players on the team today.
I'm going three running backs.
Okay, all so right. we're gonna go a man down on the year 52. 52 rounds. This is the 52.
No, this is the original.
Man down.
Yo, we went three last year, didn't we?
Papers in the air.
No, we went 53 Evan, people for sure.
Evan, I'll take it.
We went. What's his name? Swift. Kenny Gainwell.
Boston Scott.
Who else did we have?
Penny.
Penny.
Oh God, Penny was Penny. Like, good Jesus Penny. Christ, Penny right. was. Penny right. was like we went forward last year, but we have no pennies.
I think that what I'm saying is going right over your head, Gail. We've got 52 players right now, bro. We need to add one more. Justin Simmons. Not a running back you want on another team.
This is what I said earlier.
He never carries the one. Anaya
Smith.
He's on the team already.
All right, so we don't need another running back right now. Right now. This is right now.
So what other position?
I'm good. I'm good.
What? Other
but you
player.
Can't keep it
okay, okay.
Right. To add no. on this team, Gail. Are we speaking English?
Tight end. We'll bring Grant Calcaterra on.
Thank you. All you needed was a name. Any name would have been.
All he had to do was carry the one, bro. God damn.
All right. Oh, see, Rob says, I think you should leave it open because you never know who could be.
Justin Simmons.
No, the original 53 is never the final 53.
You're absolutely right.
That's what the show is today. Yeah. It's the 53 today.
Trey's like, hey, the running back from Georgia. I got to see it first. But again, this is where we're going to look back at this list. Shout out to y'all in the comments who helped us put together this list. It could be Mark says it could be Old Face Parker's that makes the team.
Possibly.
Could be.
Maybe the punter gets cut last week. Because that's always a thing. Lovato always gets cut.
Rather than he always gets cut.
Lovato always gets cut.
Lovato's good. He's good on how the process works.
I'm playing my PS5. I'll be back.
I'll take a trip to the corner store. By the time I pick what juice I want, y'all give me a call back.
Yeah. Chase said, "This is hilarious. Hey man, this is everybody has been pounding the table for their players." I think we got the right squad for now. Mm-hmm. You know, it's funny because we have all world AJ and Devontae Smith, and the talk of the town has been wide receiver three. Meanwhile, we got two of the baddest wide receivers on the planet, and we're like wide receiver three and four. What the hell are we gonna do, man?
Are we spoiled or are we experienced? Because
who's gonna play backup right guard, bro?
We've been there before, where we have a perfect season going, then all of a sudden, Quez Watkins, yep. wide receiver three, fumbles it away. There.
Thank you, Ev. Yeah. Thank you, Ev.
That's the difference.
A little bit of both.
Yeah. Evan's out here.
Sugar and spice.
Evan's out here disrespecting every linebacker, not named
Devin White.
But anyway, shout out to you all in the comments for sticking around again. Me and Prime will be walking in the Eagles Autism Challenge. So if you want to donate, I'm going to bring up Prime's page here. Let's see. If I could just take off the comment. And, this is Prime's page right here. Look at him. Prime was out here chilling with Sirianni, just hanging out, having a good time. We saw Sirianni so many times it got awkward. This was like the seventh time we saw him that day.
Prime looks like he has a firm grip on his arm right there, too, for that picture.
You're not going to. Oh, Sirianni was yelling at Keely Ringo to go get some water.
I contributed to that.
Yeah. This is also my page right here if you want to donate. We appreciate it. Anything, $5,
$2. We're not asking where Gail's hand's at this moment.
Hey, my hands are on my side. I'm having a great time. Repping the Eagles Autism
Channel. The man smiling for a reason.
This guy, no Diddy over there. But anyway, if you go to the Eagles Autism Challenge, it's a great event. You get to meet a lot of Eagle fans. Again, shout out to Tim Perkins in the chat, in the comments. Helena is going to be walking with us. Louis DiBiase from Locked On Eagles will be walking with us.
Is he in the area again? Or is he
still... he's coming down from Buffalo for this. Anthony is flying up from down south. He's usually see him in the comments. This is a great time to meet all the players and do some good for the community. Just don't, you know, watch the traffic as we walk. If you're going to ride, you know, shout out to my girl. She's running. She's running.
No way.
DJ Lowski is running.
You're putting you to shame. DJ Lowski. You're walking.
You know, she beat.
Bro,
she beat
a torn ACL. He is not running.
She beat Lowski last year.
Damn.
Prime, you running? You could run, Prime.
Man, listen, I got a confession. I said that if Jason Kelce was going to come back one more year, I was honestly going to run. I really was, but since that ain't happened, I didn't even talk about it. So now I'm not running.
I think perhaps a run.
I think so too.
I think you should run.
Make it interesting. Not this one. It's already too late. I already signed up.
Hollis, it's too late now.
Hollis is actually doing an event tomorrow. He's doing a shout out to Philly Sports Strips. They're doing like the schedule release come out tomorrow. It might be an interesting thing to talk about. Okay. If anybody wants to go live,
I was about to ask.
They're gonna start breaking these things early. I'm already started my graphics.
You're the graphic god, bro. I would expect nothing less.
6 in the morning, you're going to at least get 4 or 5 games.
Boy, off the schedule release, what is your most anticipated game next season?
Honestly, I'm looking forward to that Baltimore Ravens game.
Ah. Yeah.
That's a nice one. Yeah. Not that far of a drive either. Yeah.
I'm gonna go New Orleans. That'll be my first time in New Orleans.
No, you're just looking forward to going to New Orleans. We're talking about against
the team. I actually want to be in that. I've always wanted to be in that stadium.
Oh,
okay. You ever been in that stadium? No. I heard it's loud as shit, though.
It's loud and it's dark as shit.
They said the same thing about KC and whatchamacallit, but you know, I mean, what was the outcome there? Yeah, that shit don't.
No, I'm just saying, like inside that mug, like I think it's haunted too. I ain't gonna even front because it's built on top of a cemetery. For real.
To be honest with you, while I don't think the opponent is really going to be that much competition. I want to get back at Tampa Bay, bro. I'm looking forward to I'm kind of looking forward to that game. We got to right the ship. That was a hideous way to end a hideous end to a season.
They come to us, or we go to them.
I think we go to them. Back down to TB. But I would feel somewhat vindicated if we were able to trounce them.
Hmm. I think Dallas. It's because I'm always looking home forward to. Damn, that's what I'm trying to figure that out.
Primo, you ever want to go back to Dallas after last year?
We got to redeem ourselves some way somehow, man.
I'll say there. I'll be down.
We got to redeem ourselves some way, somehow, man.
Whenever I go to Dallas, we win. I have never lost to Dallas, bro.
But this time we get in some legit seats.
Sit up on top with like you see the jumbotron.
We made it happen. However, we made it happen. You know what I mean? But it was just still.
It was terrible seat. Terrible seat.
Oh, I see.
What early predictions here? What do you think is going to be our longest home stretch and our longest away stretch? How many games long? I think last year it was pretty back and forth, dude. I don't think that we had more than two either way last year.
Yeah, we don't usually get back.
Yeah, we were away every other week.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It was ridiculous. It was insane.
By the time I got to
I was dying for a homestand, man.
By the time I got to Seattle, I was like, you motherfuckers are gonna be playing basketball in Pelican Bay when I get through with you.
Yo, Gail was like the
end of the season.
I bet. Yeah. Gail was like the real life Where's Waldo? Gail was everywhere. So
that Seahawks game hurt. It still hurts.
Yeah.
I follow up with close it out with the Brazil trip. It's gonna be crazy. I don't know what the crowd is gonna be set up like. How many Packers fans versus Eagles fans will be in Brazil because, I mean, be in Sao Paulo. I mean, who's got the bigger fan base down there?
I would have to imagine just based off population, the Eagles do, but who the fuck knows, dude?
They like our green better.
What's the we have a I know Tim it sent earlier the schedule. What do you think where the Eagles have the are ranked in schedule of difficulty? What do you think?
I think that I know I saw it that we were like kind of middle of the pack. The NFL posted it earlier today. We were just below
Indianapolis. 500. Yeah.
We were just below 500 as far as what our opponent's schedule is. But to be honest with you, like that thing, that list to me means nothing really, because there's going to be teams that get better and teams that get worse on that list from last year. So it's impossible to really tell, in my opinion, from that list of teams if you're just basing it off of last year's performance.
Bruce says Brazil is a jungle. They like the animals, so they are Eagle fans. Let's see. Yeah, man, it'll be very interesting, man. But before we get out of here, big shout out to Concha Hawk and Italian Bakery for all their support over the years. Shout out to The Last Word, brought to you by us. Shout out to Bud Light for holding down the tailgates, and shout out to Red Bull for giving us wings at all the tailgates. But Last Word, Tim, before we get out of here.
Yeah, man. I hope everybody's excited and looking forward to, you know, we have some type of football. I know it's not legitimate guys on the field hitting each other, but schedule releases, I was actually fun because these organizations, they go far into it with, you know, Dragon Ball Z characters and sneak dissing people, especially like Metacons and things like that. So I'm looking forward to it, man. Hopefully the Eagles do something super dope for the schedule release. My favorite one was probably when they had all the celebrities doing it. It was like Allen Iverson and, you know, all those. Yeah, man. That'd be super dope. So stay tuned, man. Let's get it.
Last word, Primo.
Yeah, you know, it's definitely going to be a fun day tomorrow with the schedule release starting early in the morning because, you know, there's a bunch of leaks and everything. And it gives us the opportunity to see what our schedule is pretty much going to be laid out. With the home games, away games, and stuff like that. And let the headaches begin with the wifeys, you know what I mean? So looking forward to that. Want to wish all moms out there a happy Mother's Day. All right, hope you guys enjoyed your Sundays. All right, appreciate all y'all for what y'all do. And, you know, go Birds. Mm.
Yeah, I think that I'm excited, obviously, for the schedule release. I'm excited to see how this roster pans out. We're going to be doing the whole, you know, trying to, once the schedule gets released, not shortly thereafter, we're going to be going through it and kind of doing wins and losses, trying to see not what our team is going to be, but what our record is going to be. So looking forward to doing that. And based off the fact that we started the past 2 years, at least 9-0, you know, it always used to be so yuck, yuck, laugh, laugh whenever we started off win, 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 when we're predicting the schedule. But considering how we started the past 2 years, I don't think that would be that out of the ordinary. So looking forward to it.
So you're trying not to win early on, or is it you're trying to spread it out?
No, that's not what I'm saying at all. I would love if we'd picked up right where we left off.
Okay.
I don't think it's a bad omen.
It was crazy how we started off 10-1. Mm-hmm. 10-1. I mean, then we beat KC. Like, we beat the Bills.
Let it go. Let it go.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's just crazy like that. But, yeah, man. Shout out to Charles. He says, thank you, fellas. Entertaining and informing as always. So hyped. Last word. I'm going to say, first of all, shout out to Tim. He had a birthday. Hope you had a good birthday this weekend.
Happy birthday, bro.
Taking candles.
Hopefully you got some sneakers, somebody, not that you need any, but hopefully you got some.
Hey, got a pair of black Air Forces.
You need them. I got some Supremes. I got some Supreme black Air Force ones.
Shout out to everybody in the comments, man, for keeping us going. Obviously you guys are crazy about the Eagles like we are. Shout out to everyone that's attending the Eagles Autism Challenge. Prime, I know Prime's already got his outfit ready.
Yes, sir.
You know, Prime, I got you. Prime, I got you a nice new Fourth and John hat.
Oh, shit.
Crispy. Oh, shit. We're going to be out here repping. Okay. But other than that, man, it's going to be a great weekend. If you for the women out there, there's the Eagles, the football with the women event on Sunday. I mean, they're going to get to see all the players as well. That's 2 days in a row for y'all. But hopefully you guys have fun out there. But everybody, we'll see you guys in the next one. As always, fly, Eagles, fly.